Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, a pleasure to have you back with us again, as always, and ahead of your new TV series, which kicks off tomorrow night, which we will talk about very shortly. But ahead of that, and I suppose it is a nice tie-in, you spent a few days up in Northern Ireland this week, which I think has now become your second home. In fact, you're kind of a very good ambassador for Northern Ireland. And you had quite the road trip up there. I mean, you did some fantastic things.
Listen, Carol, absolutely. You're spot on there. You can blame my grandfather, Rory Pettigrew. He was born up in County Down, right? So I feel I've got roots there, you see. So, you know, I had never really done the Ards Peninsula. Now, I came up to do Belfast again to see how everything is, because, you know, everything is open up here. So it was really, really lovely to, you know, be able to do all sorts of normal things again. And I went around the Ards Peninsula, which, of course, you know, you'll have heard of Bangor. Beautiful. I did the Explorers Aquarium, the Strangford Ferry, Mount Stewart, all along the coast there, like lovely little towns like Dunnacadie. And then I went up to Scrabo Tower, and we were doing some filming up there and doing some stuff. But Carol, it was absolutely, now I was blessed with the weather. I think it's working for Sunshine Radio, Carol. Every time I go up there, I seem to bring the sunshine up with me, you know, it's great. Belfast, I must say, is buzzing. I was staying in a lovely boutique hotel, the Harrison, for two nights, and they have lovely rooms, Carol. They have the Yeats room, C.S. Lewis, the Bronte sisters room, really wonderful themed old world, big freestanding baths. You'd love it. And very good prices, from £105 up to, you know, for the suites, up to 160 or 70, and like really fabulous stuff. Now, you know, what I did was, I don't know if you've heard of Takabuti, the famous mummy that they have in the Ulster Museum. I went there during the week, and it's amazing, right? They found out that she was only 30 and she was stabbed in the back, and they did all these tests on her, and they have her there. Now, she was brought there, Carol, in the 1830s, and really interesting. The whole Egyptian history is all there. And the other thing I did, very funny, Carl, Derry Girls, of course, which we all know, a very funny series on TV. There's this test you can do, Carol, and find out how much of a Catholic or a Protestant you are and all this sort of fun stuff. And then you have to say at the end of it, you know, what the similarities you think are between people, you know, Protestants and Catholics and young people.
And where do you do that?
In the Ulster Museum as well.
Oh, okay.
They're celebrating sort of Northern Ireland's 100 years, you know, of being. So it's really, really cool. So, but hilarious stuff, Carol. Like people say, you know, we both love jam. We both love Enya. We both love soup, you know, all this kind of very funny stuff. The Ulster Museum, of course, is fantastic, and it's free to go into as well. And I went to an amazing place, Carol, called Let's Hydro. Now, you would love this because it's a beautiful natural reservoir where this guy, Pete Boyle, has created this amazing aqua park. Now, aside from all the adventure, I was ziplining, Carol. I was water skiing and I was doing all sorts of amazing stuff. And they have these incredible places you can stay, like glamping. They have beautiful safari lodges. They've got Viking huts and all these outdoor hot tubs, barbecues, and you're in the kind of forest. And imagine, it's 10 minutes outside Belfast. I thought I was in Cape Town or down in South Africa somewhere. It was just, I had never been there before. It's just amazing.
And what kind of prices are you talking about there, Ed? Because this sounds like a great one for the family.
It's brilliant, right? So it's like sleeping 4 to 6, Carol, the different kind of glamping places and the different self-catering start from 100 a night for 2 to 4 people. They have a drive-in cinema. Would you imagine that, a drive-in cinema that they started during the lockdown? And they've just opened a massive pizzeria and a bar there as well, so you can have a little American experience with your pizza and your drive-in cinema there. But really, Carol, it was lovely. And I was actually I was out doing in my wetsuit doing all the water sports. Can you imagine? I was trying to keep the COVID baby tied under my life jacket.
I'm assuming Ed, we're going to see all this on your new TV series. Yeah, so we'll see you in all your water baby glory. Yeah.
Yeah, you will indeed. A giant's welcome. We're actually filming more next week, part 5 and 6. It's on starting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and we're running the whole 6 series. What I love about it, Carl, is it brings you back to all the sort of new places to do and stuff, you know, so visiting old favourites and then some new stuff as well.
I'm really looking forward to it. Really enjoyed all the series that you've done before. At the start, Ed, you mentioned, is it Scrabo Tower, which I'd never heard of.
Scrabo Tower. Yeah, and that comes from the old Gaelic word scrabach, which means kind of scraggy, but basically it's like this amazing tower. You kind of climb up to it a lovely walk up, and you get this vista over the whole Ards Peninsula of County Down, and it's absolutely beautiful. And what I really like about it is we were up there in the evening, and, you know, a lovely place to go for walks. The whole area is really, really nice. So we really enjoyed it. The aquarium, by the way, the only aquarium in Northern Ireland, is called Explorus. I went there, Carl, in Portaferry. And I mean, you have turtles, stingrays, penguins, which was fantastic, otters, sharks. Great place for family and the kids. And just beside it, the Strangford Ferry, which you can get, of course, from Portaferry. It's only 8 minutes across to save you the 48-minute drive. And you know what's great about it? It is loads of fun things to do there as well. So I really enjoyed. I didn't think, I mean, I wouldn't be a big person for aquariums. I was actually really impressed with this. Really engaging. And they have a crocodile, by the way, Carol, as well. Imagine.
It is an aquarium, Ed, you know, in fairness.
Yeah, I know.
Too much of a surprise to a crocodile.
I thought aquariums were more or less fish and stuff. But a crocodile, I guess, qualifies. Yeah, but brilliant, Carol. It was really good. They feed him and the kids go mad, of course, when they feed the crocodile, you know, so it's really good. So a great place. It's called Explorus, and really I enjoyed it.
Well, it sounds like you had an absolute blast. And what I really love about this, Ed, is that you're actually telling us things about Northern Ireland that we haven't discussed before. So obviously there's lots of new, well, not necessarily that they're new, it's just that there are lots of options and experiences up there. I mean, it is a wonderful place to explore. And I think now that we are all getting back to getting out there again, we're all chomping at the bit to get out and explore. So this just sounds fabulous. We'll have to talk more about what other great joys and experiences you've had on the show next week. And of course, in the meantime too, it's tomorrow night that the new series kicks off, as you said.
Yes, Cara, we're actually showing, it'll be episode 1 to 6, and we're starting it. It'll be 6 p.m. tomorrow night on Virgin Media 2. And then it's repeated from the 5th of July at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a new slot on Virgin Media 1 as well. So great exposure all together, Carol, for Northern Ireland.
Fabulous. All right, Ed. Well, listen, lovely to have you with us as always. And of course, now that not just our country is opening up, but in the foreseeable future, the world will start to open up again. So if anybody has any questions, anything of a travel nature, then please do get them in, ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, have a good week, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Absolutely, Carol. Have a great weekend. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8.